Yeah, as you can see, my life here on Boygo Island, the most northern part of Australia, can I say? We do play a big part in maintaining and protecting Australian's agriculture from the poses risk that sits along the coast of PNG. And one of our main aspects of our job is to monitor each and every movement that comes into the community here and inspect each item and everything that the traders bring in on a day-to-day for the traditional markets that that happens in the community here.
How challenging is that, Gadu, when, as I stand here with you on the boat ramp at Boygo, I can literally see Papua New Guinea only a couple of kilometres away?
Yeah, it is very challenging, but because of our local knowledge and experience over time, we've learned how they travel and when they travel, so we tend to know and manage our way around in assisting management for the risk in the movements.
How many people would you have from the Western Province villages on the island today? Is it possible to estimate that?
It varies throughout the week. Most of the time in the early parts of the week, and towards the end it picks up. But it's also based around the season as well. So when it's harvesting time and there's a lot of movements around the treaty villages, they get more traders over to get more resources for them, such as fuel and supplies, food and stuff like that.
So we have around half a dozen to a dozen people gathered on the waterside here. What are they specifically interested in doing?
A lot of them are over here just to do traditional button trade. It's the main the income for the daily living. Otherwise, we do have another reasons for them coming over, whether it's a social gathering, just a family visit, ceremonial visit, just attending any traditional activities on the island.
How strong is that connection?
Oh, it's pretty strong. We've got family ties across to PNG, generations back to our forefathers, but otherwise, a lot of them now are considered as family friends, and they do come across, and they've got particular families they visit each time they come across.
How challenging is your role, Gadu, as a Dubai security officer on an island that does have such a complex and complicated arrangement for the movement of people?
You know, I'm thankful that I'm a local here. My parents are from here, so you know, from a local perspective, I've got the respect, you know, and they recognise me as a local and as a family, so everybody's aware of what they should and shouldn't bring. So, yeah, it helps my job a lot with those sort of respects. But otherwise, yeah, I consider that as a high challenge for visiting officers and stuff like that.
What does the average day in the life of a biosecurity officer on Boygo Island entail?
Oh, it's pretty full on, you know. We've got a 6-to-6 coverage happening on Boygo Island. And that's pretty much 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. So we do split shifts on Boygo Island and as well as Saibai, just basically monitoring and maintaining all the biosecurity risk.
What risk could you potentially face?
A lot of the times it's through all the traditional woven mats, brooms and wood carvings that could potentially be contaminated by virus and any other wood pests that can get. Also, we can also be associated to any plant diseases. So we got to make sure that the wood or the material they use is not of any risk factor to the biosecurity.
What's the best thing about Boygo Island?
Well, you know, the people here, they're pretty linked up to the island, and a lot of the families here I've got strong family ties over to PNG. But I consider Boygo as a nice, quiet place, and away from everything. And it's ideal for the community of Boygo, because I think the culture and tradition is very strong here, and we like to keep it that way.
Gadu Banu, thank you very much for talking to the ABC here on the boat ramp at Boygo. Yawol.
Yawol.